Welcome to the Ages of Rock podcast with your hosts, Bill Algy, Dennis Talbot, and Alan Tate. We are three guys who have one thing in common, a love of rock and roll. Our goal is to talk about all things rock. We hope you find this show intriguing, funny, and occasionally highly opinionated. Enjoy. Hey, folks, this is episode number 331 of the Ages of Rock podcast. And for the first time in a month or so, all three of us are here together.
It's ridiculous. And I almost hit the cancel button.
do we need to remind everybody what our names are? I'm Alan.
Hi. Hi, I'm Bill.
And I'm Dennis.
Well,
just got out from a nap.
Yeah, we don't have a specific topic tonight, and I can't talk. So right out the gate, once again, I have stepped on my tongue. So we're going to have a rock pari episode, if you will. And I'm going to start it out by talking about Rockin' Pod 2023 and Keel Fest 2. Ooh. Tickets are now available, and I have posted it on agesofrock.com. Join us all day and all night as we start out with a Rockin' Pod Expo that features numerous rock artists, celebrities, panels, signing sessions, vinyl memorabilia, vendors, and more. Then join us for Keel Fest 2 at Boys Nashville, which will include performances by Ron Keel Band, Keel, Steeler, The Fifth, and Crashing Wayward. The special ticket combo gets you into both events, and I still can't talk.
Both events.
I feel like Porky Pig when I try to talk sometimes.
So, question.
Nice.
If anybody has already purchased their tickets for the Rockin' Pod, do they have a special deal running to get the tickets for the
Kill I would say go to NashvilleRockinPodExpo.com and gotcha. Send a message straight to Chris and them, and they'll let you know.
Gotcha. Just curious, because we already pre-ordered our thing a long time ago. So before this,
well, we bought the vendor table,
right.
So I don't know what's going to go to that. We should reach out to our good buddy Ron Keel.
Yes, we should.
We should have Ron on to pimp the.
Well, at
Keel Fest too.
At when some we get closer. Point, at some point between now and then, we'll have both Ron on and Chris. Maybe we'll have them on together. Get them to argue with each other. Call the whole event off.
Oh my God! We should do that.
Alan is such a shit stirrer.
Well, it wouldn't be the first time you've been accused of that. So there you go.
Since it is potpourri, real quick, you mentioned Bowie's down there, which is a cool venue in Nashville. The Exit Inn will be closing. What do you say, after Thanksgiving, I think, is when they're going to be. It's been known for a while. But
I was really going to say, I heard about it a long time ago. I thought it had already closed.
Well, no, they did a GoFundMe at one point and kept it, and the people were able to keep it going for a little bit longer, but it's inevitable. I think though, the only thing that's going to, they'll save the building, but it won't save the venue or the business itself, but it is a historical building, so they can't go in there and demolish it and build something else. But
right.
But the venue itself, the Exit Inn, which has been there a staple for many, I don't know how many years it's been on, but it's been, everybody and their brothers played there at one point.
Well, I don't think I've been there.
No, we've been once. I went once. I don't know if Alan's went another time, but we saw that Kiss Christmas show there.
Blonder Than Hell.
Yeah, Blonder Than Hell. So. Real cool venue though.
Which that was really fun. I'm glad we went since they don't do that anymore.
Right. Yeah, that was the last time.
I didn't get to go. Doing...
Yeah, it was good. It was a good show. Yeah, we were
well, I would give you a hard time and tell you we see where your priorities are, but we've all had to kind of duck out on something we really wanted to do because we are responsible adults.
And speaking of which, another little news info, a Foreigner announced their farewell tour. They're coming to Evansville in March.
I bought tickets. Holy crap.
But that's not the farewell tour. That's not the one with Loverboy. That's still their greatest hits tour. The actual farewell tour starts in July.
June.
June or July, and Ruhoff's gonna be, they're gonna be doing it on a Friday night. Ruhoff on the 21st or 20 something of July, and I'm gonna be in Paris that week, so I can't go.
Regardless of which tour it is, whether it's Greatest Hits or whether it is the Farewell Tour,
sure.
I bought tickets. I bought two tickets. You guys know the old National Events Plaza. Yeah. It used to be the center here in Evansville. Mm-hmm. You know where they always set the soundboard up?
Right.
I always try to get tickets, you know, real close to the soundboard so nobody gets in front of you. And I bought two tickets, and they were $69.50 a piece.
Ooh.
And after all of the fees and the Ticketmaster rate charges,
right,
both tickets were $240.40.
Wow. That's crazy.
It is, man. I just Ticketmaster
$120 of fucking charges.
Ticketmaster is ruining.
They are ruining them.
Speaking of Ticketmaster, I got something else to say. But yeah, they're ruining the concert experience because it's getting to where no one can afford it.
It's crazy.
The day Taylor Swift tickets went on sale and
crashed,
broke Ticketmaster.
Rookie. Guess what? I didn't break it because I didn't get
any. You know, the funny thing is our good friend and loyal listener, Brian Harris, was on Ticketmaster today trying to get tickets for something else, and it crashed. He couldn't. I don't know if he ever got the tickets or if it came back up, but the last post that I saw, he posted on Facebook, he was like, hey, I'm not trying to buy Taylor Swift tickets. I shouldn't be getting screwed here.
We couldn't get to our Army-Navy tickets today either.
I'm sure that
they're through. They're through.
I'm sure the Taylor
tune is like, nah, not you.
I'm sure the Taylor Swift tickets aren't $69.
I'm sure there are no Taylor Swift tickets.
Just the convenience fee for those is probably $69.50.
Well, you say that, and you know, Shania Twain is coming to Indianapolis to the to Ruoff, and I think that lawn seats, somebody told me, were $120.
Are you
I heard that as well.
Crazy. Guess who's not going to that either?
I wasn't going to go, but it's like, now I'm never. Now I'm definitely not going to go.
I wasn't going to go, but now I'm definitely not.
Yeah,
you get to stand in the yard for $120. That's bullshit. That's absolutely
sitting in the car in the parking lot. I paid $10 to park it.
Yeah, no shit. I'd be sitting over Deer Creek, or not Deer Creek, but
she doesn't look like she used to either.
The bear. She got some boobies now. Big old boobies, doesn't she? I seen a thing on her where she was playing in Vegas and she come kind of jiggling out off the stage real quick to do a change, and she almost got black eyes. I was like, damn, I didn't remember having a big boobs like that. Anyway, but no, I'm not going to go see that. Not Taylor Swift. But no, I did want to get tickets for that Foreigner show. I would like to see that because.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. You know,
but I'd like to see Loverboy. Man, I'd love to see Loverboy. I've seen some video of Loverboy when they went around opening for REO and Styx here this last tour. And
I heard mixed reviews of that.
They sound good. I mean, I just listen to the live. Look at YouTube. His voice is actually really good. I mean, it's not like it was 30 years ago, but it's better than you know,
other people.
Than Vince on a good day after a buffet. You know,
Take long.
No.
Speaking of Vince.
Yeah.
John Five's not going to be in Motley Crue.
He's not.
No, he's not. That was the rumor, right? The rumor was he was going to.
Oh, he is.
Yeah. Mick was quitting and he was going to be part of Motley Crue. And it's not really what happened. Touring guitarist for Motley
Crue. Touring guitarist. Yeah.
Oh, they said that from the very beginning.
Oh,
did you miss that?
I missed the part where he was
going to be guitarist. No, Mick's
No, I knew, after they announced, I knew it, but I thought before when Five denied it, which he did, that he wasn't going to be part of it, I thought it said that he was going to be part of Motley Crue, and that's what he denied, which was true.
Right.
What was not true was he's just going to be the touring. I mean, what
Mick's
was true
not going to give up his checks.
Or however.
Right.
However.
Yeah. Mick's, and he wants those checks.
Something there. It was goofy.
Yeah. But anyway, I still that has no appeal to me whatsoever. I don't care. They're replacing the wrong person.
It was ugly, and it's not going to get any better. Mm-hmm. I mean, nope. Nothing is John Five or anything, but
no, I don't mind John Five, but it's just I can't believe he's going to go into that shit show myself. I mean, he's a good musician. I mean, I know it's
I was going to say if the money is there,
Yeah. But anyway.
Unless Rob Zombie's paying them the same kind of cash that
I seriously doubt that.
He's getting from Motley Crue. He's going to Motley Crue.
Well, he might have went to Motley Crue just to do something different.
He might have. That's
you
true.
Know?
Yeah. Which might be why Nina Strauss went with Demi Lovato instead of hanging out with Alice.
I did see a picture of her in a bikini the other day. It was on Facebook. It was kind of nice.
Man, don't say that stuff. What? You can't say that stuff.
Yeah.
Damn.
I'll send it to you. I'll send it to the guy. I think.
I have an email that I would like to read.
Okay.
Hear ye, hear ye.
Do I need to hide first before you?
No.
It's good.
No, okay. I can tell you guys haven't checked your email yet.
I've not checked our email yet.
I don't get half that shit.
You
get every bit of it. We do. You just choose not to look at it.
Right. Anyway, be quiet, both of you.
All right.
Hi, guys. I'm from Melbourne, Australia, and I've been watching your shows on YouTube. I think you're great. I first saw Kiss in 1980 for their Unmasked tour with Eric Carr. I'm number redacted now. You are nice with or without your makeup. You're a fantastic Paul Stanley, who is also my favorite. I think we got some mixed up words in here. Anyway.
Did Bill write that?
This person also says that she owns an Ibanez PS, the Paul Stanley 10-2, and she writes songs. I understand your heartfelt and passionate feelings towards Kiss, and I feel the same way. I love Paul Stanley with all my heart. Keep up the great work.
Cool.
Nice. Gary.
Carrie B. from Melbourne, Australia, sent us fan mail.
Nice.
I know.
Carrie B., you're a listener of the Watcher of the Week.
I just got this.
Year
I just got
of
this.
The year.
Yeah, that's it awesome. Actually came in this afternoon. I was like, wow.
I didn't check it from this afternoon, but I check it every day. So
yeah.
Well, good. Well, that's cool.
So you check it every day, but you delete half of it. So then you go,
I do. Well, we get so much trash through that. You know,
the contact
spammers,
form,
the spammers. You know, hey man, we can help you get your website going. It's like,
well, if you wouldn't use that for your porn sites, we'd be a lot better off.
Yeah, no good.
Because that's the only way that shit's coming through.
No, but
so yeah, but seriously, shout out to Carrie for the email. We would like to hear from other
people.
Awesome. You know, good, bad, indifferent, whatever.
Yeah,
and you know, as
the bad
always,
ones we'll just not talk about.
Shout out to, you know, we've got Jerry C, who always comments on our YouTube videos. So shout out to him, you know, David Cathy, not Dennis Cathy, David Cathy. I got it right this time.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
And Bill Elam and Brian Harris, always loyal listeners and all of that good stuff. We appreciate everybody.
Yes, we do.
Even the ones who are kind of, no, I'm kidding.
Appreciate everybody. Even
actually, we've never really had anybody be a dick to us. So,
well,
that's not true.
We've had a
bag of dicks for a
bag
while.
Of dicks.
Remember that?
Oh,
bag of dicks. Back in the day,
bag of dicks. B.
7 years ago.
That's been a minute.
7 years ago.
Is he still around? I haven't seen. Right. I don't.
I don't know. Let's.
I don't.
Let's
care.
Move along. Let's move along.
I wasn't going
to
mention.
No need to give him any. No need to give that dude any minutes. Speaking of dude, we're not giving any minutes to. So Vinnie Vincent decided to have a little another shindig.
$500, now that's cheap.
$500. You know, and if you only had like what 24 hours to sign up or some bullshit thing, and then
you get food too though.
Well, you might get food. I don't know. I think it was giving out this bags of rice checks. Chex Mix.
He bought three or four Crave cases and they're just handing out little sliders, you know.
Yeah, and all the Trulies you want.
Yeah. Oh my god.
It'll be
either Mom Waters. I don't know.
Man, I tell you what. Yeah, he's just every time you think he's peaked, here he comes again.
I just thought that was funny. I thought I'd throw it out there.
I wonder how many tickets
he sold. He also or somebody in his camp also posted that he's been working at a fever pitch on his new music and mixing it, and it sounds incredible and whatever. Yeah.
Okay. So they're deaf. He's hired deaf people. If I'm not mistaken, isn't it Pretty Boy Floyd?
That's what I say. He's included them into this lie now.
But they're not playing.
They already said that's bullshit.
Yeah, they're not playing.
Should you just, what do you do to pick a name out of a fucking hat? Here's a band from
the 80s. Probably what he did, and if it's not somebody that's just trolling the internet because they can, you know, somebody impersonating Vinny or whatever, he probably picked somebody that is, you know, do these guys even tour?
Fuck, I don't know.
Yeah, because I have nothing against the guys in Pretty Boy Floyd. I've listened to their music a couple of times. I just never got into it. So I've never paid any attention to what they've got going on, if they have anything going on at all or whatever. I don't know.
No idea.
Maybe he picked somebody he thought needed some kind of publicity and would jump on the opportunity, with air quotes there, for those of you not watching on YouTube.
he's such damaged goods, so who would want to put their name with him? I mean, it doesn't make any sense.
I know.
It's just,
I don't understand. Stupid.
I did get a couple things here. I'm waiting for my album to come from, of course, Kiss Online. They're so quick to get you shit, you know. So
what album are you talking about?
The Creatures.
Did you get the box set?
No, I got the three record.
Oh, okay.
The three blue has the outtakes and stuff.
It's been delivered. I've seen people getting them.
I didn't get mine yet. I was hoping
they would come today. Did they get theirs on Amazon? Or?
Probably did. So yeah, I never it seems been
like
happy
I heard, it seems like I heard. It was for sale on Amazon for cheaper than you could get it on Kiss Online.
Oh, it was
Online.
Way cheaper. It was way
was
cheaper.
It? Okay, yeah, so that
super cheap.
So I don't care about that stuff, so I never look it up.
I think Jason Herndon bought all the copies. That's why you don't have one.
Probably. Plus, that was pretty nice. They had some Chris Whatchmanoodle's prints in there, which I thought were kind of cool. They got
Chris Hoffman's prints.
Yeah, they did a set of the Creatures.
Yeah, I saw that. That's pretty cool. He's doing a lot of cool stuff. That dude's so
that dude is talented.
He did an Evel Knievel one just the other day, and I actually
I saw that.
I messaged him and I asked him prices. He sent me some prices.
Did y'all see he posted the picture of Rob Zombie holding that poster that he did?
Monsters, yeah.
That the Monsters thing, that was pretty cool.
Yeah, I saw that too.
Wicked cool.
I did finally pick up my cake album.
Oh, you did? You got your cake.
Finally. I bought it back in July. I just now picked it up. I paid for it. And it's been sitting around. So I did pick that up. And I want to thank Todd Howarth, not only for being on the show and being a cool dude. I ordered him, and he sent me my Coastal canvas, my Comet canvas, and my Heavy canvas CDs. And they're all signed to Dennis. They're personalized. And then he did send me three picks and another sign said thank you. And I don't know where they're at. I thought I had them up here, but I guess it's not. I've been listening to these. Comet canvas is fantastic. I like that a lot. It's like I said, Time Ain't Running Out, New Kind of Lover, Fallen Angel, Breakout, It's Over Now, Something Moved and Calling to You. It's Over Now is about almost 7 minutes long. It's got a lot of intro piano to it. It's fantastic. First time
minutes over.
Well, I tell you what, it gave me chills first time I listened to it. It's really, really good. I liked it a lot. I sent him
whatever moves you, man.
Yeah.
Whatever moves.
So that was good. And I was really thinking that the Heavy canvas was going to be probably my favorite, and it's not. I like the Coastal canvas. I like his, easy kind of instrument, or just, you know, kind of easy listening kind of California.
Todd Howarth goes yacht rock.
Yeah. I mean, but it's not really yacht rock, but and it's Hourglass, Sorry, Your Little Heart, Another Day Alone Again. That's not right. She Said There Are Angels in California Waiting. But yeah, it's really good. And like I said, if you think about it when you're listening to it, saying, you know, here he did all the artwork, all the mixing, everything he did up to the point of, you know, sending it to me, writing my name with a marker on the envelope. I mean, it's a self-produced complete set of three discs. But no, he got them out quickly. And I'm going to bitch. And then this is not to Todd. I'm going to bitch to Apple. So I used to be a huge iTunes person when I had my computer, after Napster and LimeWire, all those got snatched when we were grabbing our free songs, you know,
stealing stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. Lars. Well, let's be called what it is.
I was borrowing it. I was going to give it back. but anyway, then I got into going to, you know, using the Evansville and Warwick County libraries and their extensive CD collections, going every day and getting six CDs and coming home and burning them to my iTunes. You know, that's how you get 40,000 songs on your computer.
Wait. I just want to make sure. Are we recording this, Alan? So that
this is not illegal to do. I mean, it's not. I'm putting them on my iTunes anyway. But iTunes was a great way to do that, to make burn CDs, make MP3s, to make playlists, to transfer it to your phone or iPad. You just went this and moved it and all stuff. Well, iTunes doesn't exist anymore. Now it's what, iMusic?
Apple Music.
Apple Music sucks dick. I hate that program. I got these CDs and realized that I don't have a CD player. I do not. The only CD player I had was my wife's car.
Do you need help getting those CDs onto your phone? I know how to do it.
No.
Do not encourage him.
So I came up here. I said, well, I'll just put it on my iMusic, and then I'll move them over to my iPad, and then I'll sit out in the garage, and I can hook it to my stereo and listen to it. About 2 hours later, I was doing that. Burnt fine, got them on there, everything. I got one CD to move over to my fucking iPad, and them other two, I could not for the life of me get those to fucking move over. It was
must have run out of space.
No, I mean, I don't know. It's just, it's not a user-friendly app, and it sucks. I was so fucking mad. So, yeah, I'm...
Well, I will agree with you. You've got a Mac, don't you?
Yes.
Yeah, I will agree. It is kind of a pain in the butt to get stuff from Apple Music to your phone until you've done it a few times.
Right.
Because I've had to Google every time how to do it.
Because it used to be, you know, you would sit over your iPad would show up on the screen over here in that little box, and all you had to do was take that CD and just pull it over and drop it into the box and into that name.
Well, they're
son of a bitch.
they're like Microsoft. If it was user friendly today, forget it on the next version.
So I'm Apple Music is sucks balls, and I don't have anything nice to say about it. But I did once I did get Tom's discs down, and I calmed down. I went out and listened to him, and I felt a lot better. I'm so fucking mad, Jesus Christ! But yeah, I don't have as I got to think about. I don't have as. I mean, I've got a DVD player, but I would have had to hook it up. You know, it's like I don't have a CD player. I had a couple of the portable CD players that got taken sent to Goodwill and shit. You know, I just don't have a CD player anymore. You know, my brand new truck.
Should have thought about that before you bought CDs.
Well, that's all you have with CDs.
You should ask if you could send you a thumb drive. So, with some artwork.
It's been taken care of. So we got it all fixed. So
there you go.
But yeah, there was a lot of cursing going on and throwing of things.
That's why Kelly banishes you to the garage.
Exactly. But other than that, I'm trying
to
think,
a couple things. You want me to share what I got?
I want to see what you got.
I got a couple things.
While he's digging his couple of things out, I did want to mention
right here
that I got the Earth Movers, the Earth Ears album from Tommy Paris. That's pretty good.
Oh, yeah. How's that?
Pretty good. Good. I just said it's pretty good.
All right.
Yeah. Actually, I got that too.
We got
I did get that. I did get that.
We're playing the single Get Your Kicks on A to Z Radio right now. And in a couple of weeks, we're going to drop another one in there.
Nice.
Yeah.
I bought that too. I bought it right after the show and had it sent. And I was able to listen to it in the car because we
had you got a CD player in the car.
Yeah, I have in our Lexus. And that was the last year for the CD player. The 2015 was the last year they had it. I had a CD player.
Yeah, I get it.
So anyway.
Well, I was going to tell you where this place was. I went in St. Louis because you would want to know, Dennis.
Yes. I was just in St. Louis.
But I cannot find the card that I kept out of that bag.
Yeah, we went over just recently and saw, did we see? Oh, Hadestown. At the fabulous Fox Theater.
That's right.
Good show. It was a really good show, actually. I didn't know anything about it. My son really wanted to see it badly. It had won a couple of Tonys. It was a big Broadway hit. And it was actually really, really interesting. I enjoyed it. Music was good.
All right. I can't find it. Anyway, I'll let you know. All right. Yeah. Anyway, so I bought, I like Keith Urban, big Keith Urban fan. So I bought, I got this $15 brand new.
It's cheap. So
Keith Urban Ripcord.
It'll be $20.
Keith Urban Fuse.
Oh, okay.
So those are $15 each. And like, I was looking at them online. You can't find them for less than like 24 or something like
that.
Yeah,
I would say that's really cheap for a new album.
I bought, this is a record call. The guy named Gary Chapman. He was a contemporary Christian artist, but he used to be married to Amy Grant. And that's how I met him.
Till Vince stole him away.
Well, they got divorced right before Vince. Oh. But yeah. So he was married. He was Amy Grant's husband. But I thought, met him one time. Nice guy.
Okay.
And then I haven't seen this. I've never seen this on vinyl, actually, because this came out like 19. Gosh, does it say on here anywhere? Oh, my God. Well, it came out to where the font is so small that it cannot be read by a man that is 55-ish.
Five-ish.
That's when you take a picture of it on your phone and then you zoom in. Oh,
I know. I had to do that today with something. Like, somebody's, can you send me that? Piece of equipment. I'm like, yeah, I can send you the tag, but I can't read the damn tag. I think I talked about Motley Crue. I think I talked about this already. Got Motley Crue. Dr. Feelgood.
What'd you get for
Best
that?
Best came from Amoeba Records in way out in California. Alex brought that back for me.
How much you give for it?
He gave $26.98.
Not bad.
It's not an OG, obviously.
Still, it's not bad.
It's 180 gram non-OG. And then huge Bryan Adams fan, never had seen this record before available, looked on Discogs. It says it wasn't available as a record. And I was thumbing through at this joint and found it. And I was shocked. So it was, Bryan Adams Waking Up the Neighbors.
Sweet.
And it is an incredible record. And it's got Can't Stop This Thing We Started, House Arrest. Do I have to say the words? Everything I do for you. Don't drop that bomb on me. It's a great record. It really is.
I'm just a little what I read today. It's first time in 24 years he got a Grammy nomination.
Really? For the new for his new record?
I guess. I don't know what it was.
I would assume so.
Yeah. So it was a Mitch or somebody posted on there today that it's first time in 24 years. I mean, he was writing all kinds of hits back in the day and, you know, movie soundtrack songs and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
But it said,
And Nickelback's gonna be in the Canadian Music Hall of Fame. I like Nickelback. I don't care. Y'all can suck it. I like him.
I'm not judging.
Sorry, you are judging, you lying bastard.
I can stand him a little.
You like the Elder, so suck it.
I do. Yeah, it was what, the 40 something anniversary of the Elder this week.
Yeah, whatever.
I wanted to get you guys to listen to it. Bill said he wouldn't do it. Said he already.
Yeah, I think
it.
Exactly what was my response?
I have to look it up. You have to look it up.
That's exactly his review what was. It is shit. That's all it I is. Need to say.
I've heard it. I didn't listen to it though. I was going to. Now I wouldn't have bought that. I wouldn't have bought that Creatures because I've got. I think I've got two copies of it already. I've got an old G and then I bought a new 180 gram, but I wanted those outtakes. I thought that would be cool. The $60.
I found it. What's Dennis, that? For the show this week, since the anniversary was that other day,
all right,
everyone do your yearly Elder full listen and we can make a quick comment. Ha ha ha.
You made your
comment. My comment was nope. The quick comment will be effing waste of time. Dennis says, come on for the show. I have comments, but I don't need to listen. End of discussion. That's a piece of crap. Anyway, whatever. What else we got? We're Parian. So I'm looking. So Keelfest is going to be at Bowie's, right? That's pretty cool.
Yeah,
means everybody's able to take a little road trip. That's not good.
Yeah, that's the only thing because you know that.
Well, it's during Rockin' Pod Week, and you've already made the road trip.
No. I mean, a road trip from the Rockin' Pod Weekend thing to a hotel or back.
The fairgrounds is way away from there. I mean, it's not way away from there, but it's down there.
And if it goes like it usually does.
Yeah, I don't know. So we'll be Ubering our asses off. So let's see.
I'll be Ubering around.
Uber a fucking train or something up there for us.
and for us, that's during spring break. So
yeah.
but to see what happens there.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. It'll be fun.
Well, part of the, you know, we're spitballing ideas about all of this when we have a rock and pod planning conversations. And I think that one of the things that has been suggested is maybe try to get one of those
party bus.
Kind of like a party bus, but not a party bus, a transit van.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, something to just take people back and forth, stuff like that.
Yeah,
that'd be cool.
Yeah.
So we're not having it, but they're not having a host hotel, right?
No.
That is, we're working on that.
Oh, working on it. Okay, cool.
Yeah, yeah, I don't and know. That, what
that's
I'm
the best. For those of you listening, that's the best I can tell you right now because I missed the meeting Saturday.
Hey, so we've got an inside scoop that other people don't have.
Right,
because we got Alan. He's the dude. So
yeah, he can tell us. I don't know what I'm going to do. Actually, I haven't decided if I'm going to stay or not, or just go down for the day, or what's going to happen. I don't know.
Well, I tell you what's funny. Kane,
that comment.
Kane Brown is coming to Evansville that weekend.
Right.
And I come home the other day, and Laura's like, "Hey, I bought us Kane Brown tickets," and I'm like, "Okay, cool. When is it?" She's like, "March 15th." I'm like, "I won't be there."
Yeah,
I said, "That's Rock and Pod weekend." She's like, "Damn it, I was sure that I got far enough out in your schedule that you weren't busy."
Yeah, I really hate missing that Foreigner show. I want to really see that. But anyway, I'm seeing Daryl Hall in two weeks from Friday.
You're seeing Daryl Hall where at?
Here in Evansville.
Here at the Old National Bank.
Really?
Plaza. Yep. Him and Todd Rundgren.
Old National Events Plaza.
Whatever the fuck it is. The center. I call it the center. I don't give a shit. It's just like Deer Creek. Fuck it. I don't care what you're doing.
Nobody calls the Ford Center Robert Stadium, though, do they?
No, because it's never been.
I did. I swear to God, the other day I did. I said Robert Stadium or whatever it's called now.
Yeah. The thing across from the Victory.
Speaking of Daryl Hall, I want to give Cobras and Fire.
Yeah, Cobras and Fire. I saw that today. They
give them a shout. My brain just shut the fuck off.
Right.
Give Cobras and Fire a shout out. They just interviewed Daryl Hall. That's pretty cool.
I saw that. I thought I'd better listen to that.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
I can't imagine how that went. That had to be a fun. I mean, those guys are goofy.
Yeah. Shit.
So, and we're not.
No, I mean, I just,
right.
That would just be interesting. That'd be an interesting, have to listen to that.
Interesting. Little.
That'd be an interesting thing.
Heck yeah.
Cool. I'm trying to think of something else I was going to write down stuff. And of course, that didn't happen.
Next week, Brian and I are going to see Wasp at the Ryman. That cracks me up.
I can't believe it.
Wasp at the Ryman.
Is the Ryman floor going to be able to hold?
Wasp at the Wyman?
Are they going to be able to hold up Mikey or Blackie's big fucking stand?
His mic stand's name is Elvis.
I have actually sit and watched a couple videos of his show, and it sounds like Wasp. Don't get me wrong. It's
recorded.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think it is. I don't know. Who knows? But it's not bad. It's a good looking stage, and it's not bad. But I'm not a big enough Wasp fan to really. I mean, I know a few songs, but I don't know if I would know enough to go to see a show.
Well, if you've got his greatest hit CD, you probably know enough songs to see the show.
True, true.
Yeah,
yeah.
I've watched a couple of the videos too, and they're doing several songs that I like.
Right,
that's all that matters.
It'll be pretty cool. It'll be a good time. I've never seen him.
Yeah, I haven't either. Interesting.
I don't have anything coming up for a while.
Well, yeah, but you did like 15.
I had a run there for a while, but the run has slowed down.
Yeah, I think
my run's about to stop for a while, at least until the Foreigner show. I don't have anything else on the books between now and then.
I got some Christmas stuff going on, but
I might. There is a slim possibility that I might be going to see. Depends on a dude if he gets us to be able to go, but go see Billy Joel and What's my doodle?
Stevie Nicks.
Stevie Nicks down at Nashville.
That would be a great show. I would love to see that.
We know a guy that's got
the tickets are more than $69.50 a piece.
Well, they've got a box. So it's
Cool.
There's a chance that we can, he said, that, you know, if he can do it, he could do it and take us all down there. So I don't know if that's going to happen or not, but we'll see. He says it's high up, but at least, you know, still.
You're in the room.
Yeah. So I don't know. We'll see. I haven't heard anymore. He may have been just, might have been the wine talking. I don't know.
Might have been. That should be a, that's probably a country song.
Then no, sure was the is. Beer talking.
Beer talking, yeah. That'd be a, let's see.
I will write that down. I'm gonna write me a country song.
I got a bunch of travel coming up next year, so I probably won't be seeing a lot of shows. Like I said, we're gonna go to California in February to Napa for a week, or weekend, half a week. Then, like I said, we're taking 2 weeks and going to.
Is it a weekend? A week? No, it's
Tuesday.
Half a week.
Tuesday to Saturday. We're coming back Sunday or Saturday night, then flying out there on
most of the week.
So that would be there. 3 days in Napa is enough. 3 days of trying wine is going to be, it'll be taxing. And then we're going to, like I said,
one hour of trying wine would be plenty.
I like wine, though. But anyway, so and then, like I said, we're going to Paris and spending maybe 4 or 5 days there. And then we're going down to Bordeaux and then getting on a boat. And then we're taking a week cruise to the river, the wine country down there. So
you'll have fun.
Be a bunch of wine.
Sounds like it.
Yeah, it's gonna
be fun. Sounds crazy.
There will be no Drunken Dennis recording podcast with Bill and Alan that week.
No, unless it's in the middle of the night.
You get on there and go, wee, motherfuckers.
It's about a seven hour delay. Yeah. I'm sure I don't think that'll happen.
That won't go well.
No.
Nothing good happening there.
But other than that, I don't really know much music-wise. Nothing really going on. I'm getting ready to download my Call of Duty new map Warzone for tomorrow because that comes out tomorrow. So, of course, I got to work. But for you listeners, you look sick. Me? Oh no! I wish I had some days I'd be calling in, but I don't. I can't take off. I'm out of days. I got a week's vacation after Thanksgiving, and that's it. I'm done.
Come on, you big dummy.
So I'm going to be doing that. So.
All right. Well, I guess, are we done?
Bill, you got anything else? Alan,
I got nothing, man. I've got stringing along.
Yeah, hey, if it wasn't for the fact that they announced the Keel Fest stuff like yesterday or today, I wouldn't have anything.
Yeah, that'll be good.
I ain't got nothing.
And they're having, is it two in local bands from Nashville also at that?
I'm not sure.
I read through it. It sounded like it was going to be two. There'll be two like local bands that are opening, and then the Steeler kind of thing.
That could be, yeah. So, like I said, I missed the last planning meeting. So whatever they discussed, if they even discussed who those bands were, I missed it.
It mentioned the names. It's in the thing that was on Whatchamadoodle.
All right. Well, all right. People, if you want to send us some fan mail or some hate mail, a Peter Brady voice going there, fan mail or hate mail, send it to contact@agesofrock.com. Visit agesofrock.com to find our past episodes and social media links. And until next time, peace out. Thanks for listening to the Ages of Rock podcast. If you haven't done so already, be sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel, like us on Facebook, and most importantly, tell all your friends. Remember, you're never too old to rock. Until the next episode, peace out, folks.